Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Dr. Ava is also a student national spokesperson for the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
What is a Semite? According to the dictionary, a Semite is a member of any of the peoples who speak or spoke a Semitic language, including in particular the Jews and the Arabs. That's a rather deceitful definition. Let us point out the deceit in that definition. Anyone who speaks the language, the Semitic language, including in particular the Jews and the Arabs. Well, what is the Semitic language? You say it is Arabic and Hebrew. Well, let me ask you the question. When did you learn Hebrew and Arabic, and from whom? Certainly, you are not the original speaker of such language. So today, we would like to enlighten you on who the real Semitic people are. If you're going to use that definition that the Semitic people are those who speak or spoke Arabic and Hebrew, the Semitic languages. Well, the original people of that area are not white. The original people of that area are black. And the original language of the original man is Arabic. And a dialect of that is Hebrew.
The Elevated Places call-in number is 347-324-5091. Or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Peace be unto you. I am your host, Ava Muhammad, and we are live on blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. Elevated Places is a forum where we engage in open and intelligent discussion. We center our conversation around freedom, justice, and equality, including economic independence and self-determination for the 40-plus million descendants of slaves here in North America. We invite any and everyone who logs in or listens in to participate in bright and energizing conversation. Call us at 347-324-5091. 347-324-5091.
I think we're having more technical difficulties. We're waiting for Sister Ava to come back. But once again, you are on Elevated Places, and you can call in at 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091. Once again, you are listening to Elevated Places with your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad. I think she just stepped off for a second, so hopefully she will be right back on. So we want to thank everyone for coming out to listen to Elevated Places, and we will wait for our host, Dr. Ava Muhammad. But we want to remind everybody to continue to listen and continue to come to Elevated Places, blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places, and go to Ava Speaks to get more information about her books, about her products, and everything that she has. So just give us 1 second while we work out these technical issues. And
all praise is due to Allah.
And there we go. And she's back.
And here they go.
Once again, I guess they know it's going to be a hot show tonight.
Yes, sir, because I was just about to say, and I'll try it again, you
yes,
just
ma'am.
Heard an excerpt from The Time and What Must Be Done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And that episode 19 is entitled, Will the Real Anti-Semite Please Stand Up? And so to hear that critical message in its entirety, visit noi.org/the time. And I'm so grateful for my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. We want to invite all of you to weigh in tonight. Callers and those logged in, weigh in on a discussion of the time and what must be done. And again, we are at 347-324-5091. And of course, I am pleased and honored to be joined by two brilliant, brilliant men, Brother Terrence Muhammad, the co-host of Elevated Places, and the Elevated Places analyst and contributor, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. And to both of you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
It is so wonderful to be back with you both. And, of course, we're going to discuss the message that was lifted from The Time and What Must Be Done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and take an open discussion about that message that is designated to take place over a 52-week period. I want to point out that the minister, in the course of that speech on Saturday, said that in the coming weeks he would be discussing a weapon against which there would be no defense. And on the 19th of May, that was the 19th episode of The Time and What Must Be Done, and on the 19th of May, a tornado blew into Oklahoma and absolutely obliterated every place that it touched ground. This tornado was reported to be between 1 and 2 miles wide and nearly 20 miles in length. And it devastated everything in its path. Nothing that it touched is recognizable. And
right.
It is reported that the outdoor surfaces in the tornado's path are all covered with a reddish mud that is composed of the earth and also the insulation torn from the homes that were disintegrated in its path. There were reports that the strength of the blast was greater than the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, after World War II. And we know that Oklahoma lies in what is called Tornado Alley, which is home to most of America's tornadoes. But it has been agreed throughout the world of meteorology and just common humanity that nothing has been seen in recent history on the scale of what took place in Moore, Oklahoma. The estimates, again, always estimates, early are somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 billion in damage. I don't know how many times President Obama is going to offer federal aid because these storms and hurricanes, tornadoes, rain, fires are coming in such rapid succession that this president yet again had to sign a disaster declaration and make plans to go and visit yet another area. And so it is critical that we pay very careful attention to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as he delivers to us the time and what must be done. Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely, I want to open up the discussion to the two of you first. We've already got people lining up on the phone because this is a great and dreadful hour that we are living in. I do want to mention, too, that USA Today, Brother Lewis had pointed that out to us via text message and email blast, and I do try to pick up USA Today every day, and I was unaware until I saw this article that this country, the United States, is number one on the planet for tornadoes. Upward of 90% of all of the tornadoes on the planet Earth take place in the United States. And it has a reputation for having the world's most wild, as the article explains it, weather extremes. That no other part of the planet has such ferocious hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, floods, wildfires, blizzards, heat waves, and cold snaps. And meteorologists are trying to determine why that is, and they are attributing it, among other things, to the North America's location. We, of course, who follow the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, know exactly why the United States is the recipient of this extreme weather. And right. So I want to welcome Brother Terrence, our traveling co-host.
Well, yes, you know, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. I just want to reiterate what that the clip that you talked about comes from a series called The Time and What Must Be Done. And you can watch that series every Saturday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, at noi.org/The Time. And you, if you have not seen all 19 series, you can go back and watch them at that website. And watch the words and listen to the instructions and guidance and warning of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Because the minister, and we also want you to follow him at Louis Farrakhan on Twitter, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, yeah. As we are having these discussions, the minister's name has been maligned and drugged through the mud for the last 30-some-odd years. Being called all kinds of names, anti-Semitic, which he covered and dealt with who are the true Semitic people, as he taught in Atlanta, Georgia, his series on who are the real children of Israel. And I say all that because as you continue to listen to this guidance from him, be very clear that what Dr. Ava just stated, there is not a coincidence that he talked about a weapon, and he talked about a power that's greater than America, and we just saw, and we in the nation are not lovers of death and destructions of people that may be innocent in the harm's way of the rulerships of this world, but we know that this world has to recognize the true power, and that's the power of God, because God will cause destructions on this land if this wicked rulership does not adhere to that. And if you look and listen to Minister Farrakhan in his Twitter messages just recently, he's calling for the showdown of Satan, and Satan being a human being, people that are wickedly planning and plotting the destruction not only of him but of this whole planet. And he's calling for a showdown to prove all of the lies that they are saying of him. And he said, come out the hiding and let's do this in public. So I say that to say, to add what Minister Ava has just said, that the calamities of weather we will continue to see because God is angry. As our native and brothers and sisters say, Mother Earth is angry, and all those that are indigenous on this planet knows that when you mistreat the earth and the people of the earth, then there's retribution that will come from the earth, and there's no power that America has that can fight the forces of nature which God uses to destroy the wicked.
Yes, sir. Dr. Ridgely. Dr. Ridgely?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
sir.
Hear
now
me?
We
can. Yes, sir.
Okay. About the tornado being stronger than the bomb that over Hiroshima. The difference in terms of the death toll was that they had 15 minutes warning and more, and they had shelters, hurricane tornado shelters, because it's in Tornado Alley, so they were prepared, whereas the people in Hiroshima had no idea of what was happening. And in fact, the bomb itself was a secret from the American people, even a secret from Truman, until he was 12 days into his presidency. He didn't even know about that there was this bomb. So it was a surprise to the people of Hiroshima and the world. Whereas the tornadoes, the people in America now know that they're being striked, and they are trying to hide and protect themselves so they're able to go on the ground like ants and survive, even though everything up top was obliterated. Now, the other part about what the minister said about the Semites, now, it's very interesting, a couple things. He said that it's the people who used to speak or speak a language of a people. Now, he said that especially the Jews and the Arabs. Well, if the Jews and the Arabs speak a Semitic language, then they are Semites, then how can an Arab be an anti-Semite if it's against Israel?
Yes.
It's all a game is being played in terms of words. We are locked in by words. If we would just open our ears and listen to Mr. Farrakhan and do a little research, we will see the game that these people who call themselves Jews are playing on the world and our minds. They tell you right in their own book called the Bible in the Old Testament who they really are. They are from the tribe of Jacob. And Jacob's name means supplanter or heel grabber.
Yes.
This man is an imposter. He stole his brother Esau's birthright.
That's right.
So these are the Jacobites. And later on, he wrestled with God, and his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. So you have a person who is slick and sliding. He's a supplanter. He changes his name. He goes in disguise. This is why the minister talks about 2 Thessalonians and the man of sin must be revealed, because he is hiding in plain sight. But yet, because we have been blinded, we can't see it. So we're following this guy, Jacob, who was a supplanter. He took his brother's, he grabbed his brother's heel at birth. Later on, he tricked his brother Esau out of his birthright with some food. He even tricked Isaac to take Esau's blessing, and Jacob even steals his uncle's cattle by grafting them to be white and speckled, right there in your Bible. So the people who the minister is exposing is the people who are hiding behind somebody else's name. So I speak English. Does that make me an Englishman?
Right, exactly.
And so if I speak a Semitic language, like the minister said, the original people who spoke the language were black. So somebody comes in and takes on the language of a people, steals their birthright, and then calls anybody who says anything about them an anti-Semite.
Right.
These people are slick, but Mr. Farrakhan has got hold to their heel, and
yes.
he's busting upside the head with truth, and he's doing it right now.
That's right.
And by the way, that 19th episode of The Time and What Must Be Done was what is called trending. That is when a site, an active site, is drawing very significant numbers, and it was trending to the point where it's the most listened to and or watched in that moment. And part 19 was trending not only nationally but internationally. I happened to be listening to satellite radio yesterday afternoon, and Armstrong Williams has a program on the Urban View, or the supposedly black network on satellite radio. I missed whatever he had said that led to the caller, and I was actually looking for Mark Thompson's program, Make It Plain, which I forgot is not on the black station. It's on the station called Left. Well, I guess Allah made me tune in, and a young woman had called in, and she was blasting somebody. I don't know if it was him or another caller, but she was exhorting the people to rethink their view of Bible. And she said the true children of Israel are the black man and woman. And I said to my daughter, see, this is someone listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And she laid out with such clear logic her posture. He was completely silent. And when she finally stopped and came to a pause, he thanked her for her call and ended the call. And he went on to some other aspect. Apparently they were discussing spirituality. And he started talking about the importance of going to church and not being so inundated in secular life. He did not touch what she said.
Yes, come on. Well,
because what he is saying is literally shattering the falsehood that has enveloped all of humanity for the last millennium. And we must not miss this. We are living at the pinnacle of a universal change such as not been seen for 50,000 and even back to 66 trillion years ago. We can trace events that are relevant to what is taking place right now.
That's so true. And now, Minister Farrakhan, the simple statement, a simple question, you know, about the Semites, who are they?
Who are they? You
understand that it's just a language. It's not a race. It's a language. And so now there's these Jewish people trying to claim some type of racial identity. But then going back to God, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the message of the black man, he blasts them again. I'm going to read something from the message of the black man. He's talking about Jesus being sent to the lost sheep. He says, and Jesus comes close to revealing the whereabouts of the lost members of a great nation in these words, quote, that he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel or in the house of Israel. He did not say that he was sent to the lost Israel, but to the lost sheep in the house of Israel.
Here
you have it. Donald Elijah Muhammad is pointing out that the lost sheep are not Israel, but they're in the house of Israel. And this is why we have, when Jesus goes to Israel looking for the lost sheep, he gets confronted by the rulers over the lost sheep, the Pharisees. the people, the low life, lower class, not low life, but lower class people who are the original Jewish people, they're being dominated by these Pharisees. So he goes to try to extricate them, and the Pharisees jump Jesus, and then Jesus points out to them that you are of your father, the devil. You're not from Abraham's seed. So
yes,
Jesus,
that's right.
And for that reason, he was killed. And Abu Elijah Muhammad said he was looking for the lost sheep in the house of Israel. So somehow the real children of Israel, the lost sheep, got sucked up or captured by those who call themselves Israel, the Pharisees, the rulership, the scribes. And now Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is in a fight with those same type of people, and he's pointing out to the Jewish people, look, I'm not talking about you good Jewish people who are trying to live the life of the Torah, but I'm talking about your leaders who live based on the Talmud, which is a bunch of rabbis reinterpreting the word of God and hiding the truth from everybody. So he's exposing the synagogue of Satan, not beating up on a people, but he's trying to show the people, the leaders, or as I call them, the evil shepherd, who's shepherding everybody and causing people to fight and kill one another. But now he is being exposed, not just a skin color, but a mind behind the skin color.
Precisely.
You know, and Dr. Ava, I just want to jump in here to show the power of what Dr. Ridgett laid out. You know, this social media is a beautiful thing because it's getting the word out and all of this stuff that Dr. Ridgett is talking about. People really need to understand the Elevated Places is a talk show that is sparking a lot of conversation, as Minister Farrakhan has on Twitter, sparking debate and discussion and good, intelligent conversations. Someone just put on Facebook just now, from the Associated Press, May 23rd, and I'm going to jump down to probably the fourth paragraph. It says, in a statement Thursday to the Detroit Free Press, Conyers, meaning John Conyers, says Farrakhan made unacceptable, racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic statements that Conyers condemns in the strongest possible terms. Conyers' statement comes one day after the Jewish advocacy group, the Anti-Defamation League, criticized the Detroit Democrat for failing to counter Farrakhan's anti-Semitism.
Mm.
So we are seeing the power of this beast when those that don't align themselves with them, what they will do.
That is so powerful. Look, here's an excerpt from the Will the Real Anti-Semite Please Stand Up, and then we're going to start going to the phones.
Yes.
What you all are hitting is the core of this thing, and it is one of the great impediments to separation, that our people are still being duped and bamboozled by a false and reverse identity. And it is Minister Farrakhan who alone is clearing away that falsehood. And this excerpt that Brother Terrence just read followed the next day, that after condemnation from the ADL, John Conyers, who has a reputation of speaking up historically for our people, comes out and condemns the minister. Now, this is what the minister said Saturday. He said, Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League, Mark Podock of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Jewish leader Harold Brockman offer very weak answers to what we are saying, and it only shows you have no arguments to defeat the truth. Now listen to this, what the minister says. So the only thing that you have is your power to misuse, mislabel your power with the media, your power with the black leadership, your power with black preachers, your power with black intellectuals, and your power with black sports and entertainment figures. So you will say that Farrakhan is a hater, the Nation of Islam is a hate group, and they are anti-Semites. But in this broadcast, we are going to ask, will the real anti-Semite stand up. And so we have to exhort black leadership to please avail yourself of the ultimate truth. And as he said in the study guide, overcome or get rid of fear. Get rid of fear, because fear restricts. And John Conyers, thank you for that, Terrence, is manifesting that. What are you afraid of at your age and station in life that you are willing to be a parrot for those who are the enemies of your people's liberation?
And,
this is
you know, the attack by the ADL, Foxman, on Minister Farrakhan's visit to Detroit is very interesting, because the city council and the leadership of Detroit welcome him because they are in dire straits. I mean, their economy has been wiped out. Their power has been taken from them. They are a basket case for the state of Michigan. And the minister is offering them a way out of their situation that the Jews put them in. Now, let me be specific about that. You see, the big automakers were in Detroit, and black people had gotten into the unions and gotten those jobs, and in Detroit, they were developing a serious economic base. And so the whole auto industry in America was destroyed to destroy Detroit. And they took the production of the cars all over the country and all over the world and took it from Detroit and killed Detroit. That's where Master Farad Muhammad met the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was in Detroit. And a lot of Muslims are in Detroit, and that was the beginning of the Nation of Islam. So they just purposely destroyed the economic base that black people were building off of the auto industry. They destroyed the auto industry, destroyed Detroit. Now Mr. Farrakhan is coming in with a self-help program, and these people who call themselves Jews are jumping on the minister because the people in Detroit got no other place to go but to the nation and our answer, and here come the Jews to destroy the answer, because they are not going to help Detroit because they destroyed Detroit.
Absolutely. Well said. That's an excellent, excellent teaching. We're going to go to the lines. We're going to start with Brother Malik calling from right here in Chicago. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Malik.
Yes, ma'am. Wa alaykum salam, Dr. Ava. Can you hear me?
Good to have you on. Yes, we can.
Okay, yeah. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely. As-salamu alaykum, Brother
Terrence.
Sir. Brother Terrence, you beat me to it, man. I don't know if you caught that off of Facebook, because I just posted it.
Wow.
Man, I said, oh. And that's why I called in. I was, man, that hit me like a brick, man. I could not believe that brother at his, and he was in the audience. And when the brothers put the camera on him, I thought, oh, man, my brother's aging. You know, he looked like that brother that's like, man, I'm at the end of my days. What do I care? You know, I'm here. Farrakhan is my man. That was the spirit
exactly.
That I felt when I saw him. And I'm like, and this brother, I said, oh, Lord have mercy, Allah. This brother bowed down, and it just hit me. It hit me, man. And the minister was going hard. I got to go back and look at that. Now I got to go back and study it again, because I noticed the minister was going hard for a minute. Remember when he turned around? He was looking at people behind him.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I remember. In Detroit, in the church. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Brother Malik?
Well, you know, is the brother still on?
They cutting up tonight.
His mic is open, but I'm not hearing.
They cutting up tonight.
Well, you know, what's interesting,
I'm surprised
what's interesting
made it
is
this
that
far.
I had a white collar, young, a farmer, who called me up a couple of days after Detroit. He said he saw the Detroit a message. I didn't see it. You know, he saw it, and he says he wanted to work with Muhammad Farms. He said he saw Muhammad Farms on the website. He's been following the minister. He liked what we were talking about, and he wants to work together with the farm. I said, okay, we figure out a way to work together. So I'm saying he's getting to some white people and some white people who got some substance. So it's about to get on.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
Believe it. Yes, sir. We've got Brother Sean. I think Brother Malik might be calling back in. In the meantime, Brother Sean is on with a comment. This looks like Texas. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. No, Sister Ava. It's not Texas. It's New Brunswick, New Jersey. How you feeling, family? As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, all right.
Dr. Ava.
Yes, sir. But that's 732.
I wanted to say something to you. You know, it was,
okay.
It's amazing that you, brother and sister, talking about the tornado thing. See,
yes, sir.
I'm starting to get this thing. Now, the album, Mr. Louis Farrakhan said that the powers that, you know, with the wheel and everything, they don't use carnal weapons. So I really believe that they're using the forces of nature. There's a video that you can go on YouTube. Make sure y'all check it out before the enemy going to take it off, because you already know how they do. It's called Type in Multiple UFOs Observed in Oklahoma Tornadoes, if I question mark, right? And there's three wheels that are being seen by that tornado. It's called Multiple UFO Observed Oklahoma Tornadoes. You type that in on YouTube, and if you want, my name is Brother Sean X Gaines on Facebook, and I always post videos about the, you know, Minister Farrakhan and everything. So you got to check that out. And I really believe that the first 6 minutes they didn't know the tornado hit the ground. So only thing that I know of that can actually be undetected by radar or any meteorologist is the mother plane or the UFO.
Yes.
That's the only thing that can do that. So this thing was 6 minutes on the ground before they even knew that it was tearing up everything, and then it had no time to evacuate. But that's all I have to say. But I thank you, Sister Ava. I thank you so much. I love your lectures, your book, Dr. Wrigley. I love you too, my brother. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, you know? Keep doing what you're doing. And I thank you a lot for the honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, every day. And thank you for that information.
Yes, please look at that. Hurry up and look at that.
This helps us get rid of fear, listeners. Get rid of fear.
That's right.
We have superior backup in truth.
That's right.
But I will definitely go on. This is the first I've heard of that, and I'm very pleased to hear it. Thank you,
Brother Sean.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get that right now.
Oh, you're so welcome. I call him Lincoln, family. I'm still on, though, so I'll be on till y'all done.
All right. Yes, sir. Well, Lincoln Salam.
And just so you know, Dr. Ava, those that want to go back, go to finalcall.com, and you can go to the search part and just type in stand down letter. Just type that in, stand down letter, and it will pull up the letter that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wrote back July. I'm looking at the date, month. It says July 19th. Now, so I don't know if y'all believe in coincidence. Part 19 just happened Saturday. May 19th, tornadoes hit. And now I'm looking at a letter from July 19th, 2010, an open letter to black leadership. And in the body of this letter, it asks for those black leaderships is asking you to stand down.
Yes.
And let the real Satan, the real enemy come out. Black leadership, stand to the side. So I think something's about to, Sister Ava, I think you're starting something tonight. I don't know what's going on in Elevated Places.
Well, the Minister Farrakhan is engaged in the time and what must be done because he is on time. And you just fed us the most beautiful confirmation. See, the thing is, Allah is giving the believers strength and encouragement, because how can you not see a powerful connection between what you just gave us? And we've been taught so beautifully, especially from Mother Tineta Muhammad, the wife of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, of the power of the 19th. It is God's signature. And so July 19th, 2010, then Episode 19, and then May 19th, 2013. And, of course, 13 is another powerful number. That's the coming of God, when 6, which is the number of time, the number of rebellion as well, and Satan's number, when 6 meets 7, 7 being the number representing the dawn and the coming of God. And so this is why they don't like to have, they always tell you 13 is unlucky. Yeah, for you.
That's right.
Because when 7 comes, 6 is over. And that's what the minister is telling. He's the only one standing up telling them, your time is up and you are going down. Mm. It's a beautiful thing. Well, get ready, Brother Terrence, because guess who's coming up on the line?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Salam.
Walaikum salam, family. I don't have to ask how the family is. The family is on fire.
Woo! Woo!
We got, you know, I heard from our sister Rona, you know, so that means Sister LaDonna must be on the plane. I mean, that's
I love it.
You see, the brother got special people, Dr. Ava. He don't let the regular folks, you know, do those type of things. But I just love my family. You know, when the brother, one of you, I think it's Brother Terrence, was talking about the controversy that Jesus in the Bible was locked in with the Jews. He called them devils. He said, you are of your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Well, his beginning to us was slavery. He was a liar then, and he's a liar now. But why isn't some of the pastors, some of the Frederick Prices, or some of the T.D. Jakes, locked in a controversy with the government of America? Why is this man the only man that's calling out Satan? They own all the rest of them, but this one man says, I got something for you if you would just meet with me. They won't meet with him. They don't want to meet with him because he is undressing them every time he speaks. They are naked in the sight of God. God is looking at their bodies, at their hearts, and he's disgraced by them. And these earthquakes, just, I hate to put it in this fashion, but look at who is suffering first from the earthquakes and from the storms. That is something that, you know, is not this is not something to boast about, but there are signs in that. It's coming. It's really coming. And I'm just so happy that a team like this is in the elevated place to let someone know we're not looking down at our people. We're looking up, and we see some ugliness among our people. An elevated place is not something that's over you. It's got to be under you to see your garbage in order to tell you that you need to clean up. And I'm just so glad to be a part of this. And Brother Terrence, I love you, dear brother.
Love you.
And you got,
we'll be back,
you know,
in the
you're the flight lieutenant.
You got to be here soon. We got St. Louis coming up with Minister Farrakhan.
Oh, yes, sir. Wow.
Oh, that's my second home. The second place I processed was there with Brother Donald in number 27 when it was in the Sears building. But I'm going to hang up and listen. I just elevate the places just on fire. And I just love my family.
Assalamu alaikum. We love you too. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, and he brought up.
Oh, yes, sir. Go right ahead.
No, I was letting you know he brought up John. That was John 8:42 and 44, specifically John 8:44, where ye are of your father the devil. So we're not just talking stuff. We actually coming straight out the good book.
I mean, it's so amazing. You know, Dr. Salam brought up, he's questioning the preachers, the pastors, which the minister, in his whirlwind of teaching over the past year, before he embarked on the time and what must be done. See, before he went and called out the ultimate enemy, he gave everybody that final opportunity to get on board. And he back around to the same people he has gone to for decades, and he called upon the preachers. And I was at some of those events where he spoke to the church leadership. Some of them would not even come to hear him. okay? But he called upon them simply to teach out of the book that they are claiming to follow.
Come on.
You know, why are you lifting selective passages that are safe? And
right.
as both of you are pointing out so beautifully, and it's so key for us to keep in mind, is that the Jesus that everyone claims they love him so much and they follow Jesus, but Jesus was engaged in a severe controversy with the Jews.
That's right.
And as Dr. Salaam just said, he called them the devil. Now, that's in the distorted, watered-down King James Version even contains that.
Come on.
We can't even imagine what was actually said. And, in fact, the minister reminded us recently that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote that some of the things that the Jews said about the historical Jesus at the time were so horrific, he couldn't even repeat it.
That's right.
That he had learned from Master Farrar Muhammad, the wicked things that they said. And so who is it that we think this man is? If we go in the New Testament, every characteristic of that one Jesus, we see it in this man that's in front of us right now.
That's
We got a whole lot of people. Let's see. Brother Jihad. That's a great name. Brother Jihad is on with a comment. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Dr. Ava. Love you. And assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridley. And assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence. You know, they keep saying and calling the minister anti-Semite, right? And like the minister said, who is the real Semite? You know, in my study, I have studied that there was in 100 A.D. a mass conversion to Judaism in Italy. 300 years later, there was a mass conversion in 400 A.D. in Russia, and they spread it. Judaism from Russia down to Germany, Yugoslavia, and Poland. And these are the ones that's calling the minister anti-Semite that converted to Judaism. Right? Now, the minister says, who is the real anti-Semite? They done declared war on Islam and making war on the Semite people. So who is the real anti-Semite? You know, and when Jesus said that I know you, you are from your father, the devil, he was a liar from the beginning, a murderer from the beginning. The beginning of what? The beginning of their making in the island of Patmos in Iran, where they learned murder and lying, and that from the beginning, when they was created, when they was made, excuse me. You know, so who is the real anti-Semite? You know, they claim ministers the anti-Semite, and they are not Semites.
Come on.
Exactly.
You understand? They're not Semites. They're not from the
That's
seed
the
of
point.
Abraham.
Go
That's
ahead.
The point.
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
Go ahead, brother.
Thank you.
You
and
know,
this is what all of us have to get across.
That's right.
To our people, and we do that by directing them to the
That's
time
right.
and what must be done. Look, you know this is mercy. When all you have to do is log in, you got your, the Caucasian
yes,
has
ma'am.
Given you everything. You got your desktop, your laptop, your iPad, your phone.
That's right.
Okay?
No
if you're scared and you want
to
go hide under the bed with your phone and put your earbuds in, nobody has to know. Your wife don't have to know. Your husband doesn't have to know.
Go ahead.
How can you not hear him? I please,
yes,
we have to exhort our people and say to them, just listen. Just as Brother Terrence said, just pull out any of the episodes. They're all there.
That's right.
They're all available.
That's right.
All we're asking you to do is give yourself an opportunity and go past the enemy and torturers of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's
right.
telling
yes,
you
ma'am.
Not to listen to him.
That's right.
See, you got to ask yourself, what is your relationship with the people? What is your relationship with Abraham Foxman? Who is Abraham Foxman to tell John Conyers how he should feel about Minister Farrakhan? That's the most unnatural situation that could exist.
That's right.
He's not a friend. He's not a relative. He's not a mentor or a donor. These people are doing nothing to facilitate our existence.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
So what is it that we are afraid of losing? We don't have nothing.
That's right.
The only way we can go is up.
Come on.
We can go
up
or we can go out. We can't go down any further.
Come on.
But thank
you,
Brother Jihad. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dr. Brother Jihad was on it. I mean, he ran down the history of these people who came in, took over, claimed it, killed the people, the original people, and then called everybody who spotted them in their dirty tricks anti-Semites.
That's right.
As you said, look how quickly now we're able to summarize. And in a very short, because he did, he ran that fast and furious. That was beautiful.
He ran that history down. And the thing about it is, just Google it. Go on the internet, Google what Brother Jihad said.
Now, thank you, sir. That's the point. As the minister said it in the lecture Saturday, we can prove everything we're saying. Stop standing at a distance, okay? Pulling in Negro leaders and attacking them and then having them attack us. No, you come out. Stop sending your minions against us and be a man and come out yourself.
That's right.
And let's get in front of the world. Don't just call us a hate group. Why? Because we teach Dr. Yacoub. We'll defend that. We're willing to come
your
and
science.
Defend that.
That's with your DNA scientist. We can defend that now.
With your scientist.
That's
with no problem. And Dr.
With
Ava,
no
I want
problem
to be,
and no limit of time.
And
that's
none.
Right.
And as she said, as Dr. Ava said, don't do it in the dark. Don't do it behind closed doors. We want, as Minister Farrakhan's call for, out in the public. So just as we have partnerships with a bunch of people, I want to say a shout out to the people in Waterloo, Iowa, you know, that's listening to WKBOL 100. Hey, we want everybody out there. We want everybody across the world, whoever is listening to this broadcast, they are listening to it live. People are listening to it live in all parts of the country. I would say go to your city council and just go and sign up to be a speaker of the floor and say, look, let's hear what Farrakhan has to say. Just across the country, stand up, start tweeting about the time of what must be done. Go to your city council. Go to any place, any function, any rap concert, and says we call for the showdown. Just say Farrakhan calls for the showdown. Just start a clamor across the country, and just, you know, it's almost like we punking you. And, you know, like Floyd Mayweather, he's the baddest junk-talking person I know. Like Muhammad Ali was, well, Farrakhan's calling you out. So, Satan, if you ain't got nothing, just go sit down. But we know you don't want to step into that ring. They just don't want to step into it, Dr. Ava. They don't even want to deal with you, Dr. Ava, because they ain't going to even come on Elevated Places and say nothing.
That's true. Why don't they come on Elevated Places?
Yeah, they can
call. She invites you. She the national spokesperson. She can deal with you with a left and right hook.
That's right. Admission is free.
Call in. Come on, Foxy. Come on.
Yes, sir. But we're going to go to back to the lines. We got Brother Lewis on. Brother Lewis, and he's got a comment. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Lewis.
Wa alaikum salam, Dr. Ava, and assalamu alaikum to the brothers that's on the panel.
Yes, sir.
My comment, Dr. Ava, is I'm really impressed with the minister being one of the few black men that will speak his mind and tell the truth on these devils. I know you didn't want to say devils earlier, but you just called it like you saw it.
Yes,
that's the real talk. But when I called a few months ago, I read something out of The Fall of America. So if you would allow me to, Dr. Dave, I would like to read something out of the Our Savior Has Arrived, so that our people can really hear the truth about what's going on. So this is chapter one of this Our Savior Has Arrived, The Black Man Must Know the Truth, and it's number four. And it says, the Christian church, you got all these people that's against the Nation of Islam, all these black people who really don't know what they're talking about, who are dumb, deaf, and blind, so they need to hear this. The Christian church, there are diehards in the Christian church. Slowly but surely, the Spirit of Allah is making manifest to the black man that the church and its religion called Christianity is the chain that binds the black man in mental slavery, seeking salvation where there is none, and thinking that he must die first to get to heaven. This is really a misunderstanding, because heaven is a condition of life and not a special place. Heaven is enjoying peace of mind and contentment with the God of the righteous and the Nation of the righteous. It can be here in America, in the isles of the Pacific, or on the continents of Asia and Africa, but it is only a condition of life. Black Christian believers are warned in the Bible in the 18th chapter of Revelation, the last book, to come out of her. Her means the way and belief of the white race and the so-called Christian religion, that we be not partakers with them in the divine plagues of God upon her, the United States of America. This is the religion that the prophets prophesied to you that the enemy will deceive you with. Christianity is not the teachings of Jesus. Their theologians and religious scientists will agree with us in a showdown, just like Dr. Ava said earlier, that it was not the religion of Jesus. Come on. The religion of Jesus was Islam, as it was the religion of Moses and all the prophets of God. The Holy Quran teaches us that the prophet's religion was none other than Islam, the religion of truth, freedom, justice, and equality. This the Christians preach with their mouths, but they do not practice truth, freedom, justice, and equality with us, the black people. Since knowledge of them, we do not want to follow them in any religion, because they are not by nature made to lead people into righteousness. That's
beautiful.
It.
Thank
now,
you.
What's that?
Yes,
ma'am. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir. Salam. Our Savior has arrived.
As a
beautiful
method, he can do it with such few words. I mean, his articles are short, but to the point.
Yes.
And you know you're listening to somebody who's coming directly from God and laying it out very plain.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because today I was listening to an excerpt from Obama, President Obama, on Guantanamo Bay.
Yes, ma'am.
Where they're torturing and holding people illegally. And there he was addressing the closing of this place. And he was talking about the complexities and difficulty. And I was thinking to myself, what you just said, Dr. Rizzi, you know, truth is very simple.
That's right.
Now, it's not easy to stand for truth, but it's simple to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you always know God versus the devil, because the law of God, the truth is very plain, it's very clear, it settles well with your mind and your systems. And you process it quickly. What's difficult is whether or not you are willing to stand up on it. But you understand it. Whereas everything that this Satan does in this world, everything they do is complex and confusing. You can't even close down something that's inhumane and illegal. We got to meet on it. But there's nothing to meet on. You had no business doing it.
That's right.
Just shut it down. But keep that in mind. Again, Minister Farrakhan, clear and simple. But what is difficult is our willingness is coming to a conclusion that we are going to stand with him on that truth. But we can never say we don't understand what's being said.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. So we have Brother Hoyle on the line. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hoyle.
As-salamu alaykum, family. Let me get in the tag team here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, right. Let me get in the tag team. Give me a lick in there with the devil.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's right. You give me a pop, I'm going to pop him hard. Sister, you can go on that family, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ava, you get greetings. As-salamu alaykum. And the brother called earlier about the baby plane fleet. You can go on to Jeff Rents and that site, and it has that too. I saw that. You could see it's a little fleet of planes right around, I think it was right after the tornado, but you could see it. And also, sister, did you hear about the earthquake? It was a 2-point-something earthquake during right after the tornado. I heard it was an earthquake, too. Right. It was a small earthquake. It was a small earthquake happening then. Hey, Allah's on the scene. And, sister, you made something very a point about being afraid. And I know the minister mentioned this toward the end. He said, one cannot claim to be a follower of any of the prophets if they remain silent when injustice rears its head. The people must be willing to be courageous enough to stand up and not leave a legacy of cowardice for a future generation. Moreover, as it relates to spiritual leaders, he said that they should be strong enough to preach the full gospel and not be enticed by political power, nor corrupted by the influence of such associations. You do not follow politicians, you guide politicians, the minister said. The preachers are the key to the salvation of the people, or you are the key to the damnation if you won't preach the gospel, if you're headed to death yourself being a betrayer of Christ. And he warned the preachers. He said, you remember, sister, a long time ago, the messenger said there's going to be a day that the people are going to snatch him out the pulpit.
That's
they're not preaching the truth.
We're very close
to
that. Yes, sir.
And I remember Jibril, he came to Memphis one time, and he was saying there's going to be a day where you're going to see the preachers teaching the teaching. These are the ones that are not afraid. So
think
we're at that time where either you're going to put up or shut up. So
that's right.
People in the listening audience, people in the listening audience, we got a powerful man in our midst. We got powerful followers, the ministers, the followers, and each believer. We got to be strong. We got to stand up as believers. Get out in the communities, Mondays and Saturdays. Get out and warn our people because,
I said,
time is, and he also talked about the wasteland. You can come in Memphis. You can come in most of the areas of majority of where black people are, abandoned houses, especially in Memphis. I was in Detroit. I got kidding people up there. And, it's just horrible how, you can go in communities, just blocks of empty houses, but, like I said, if we just come together and pool our resources, get with the 3-year economic program, and follow the minister. We're going to be, come out good. But I like that brother when he read the messengers. Our Savior has arrived. That was beautiful. But
yes, sir.
Thank you, sister. Let me
thank
get off this phone
brother
and thank you, sister, and the rest, brother Dr. Ridgely and brother Terrence. As-salamu alaykum, family.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking at them YouTube videos about the UFOs and the thunderstorm. You need to go check them out. It's deep.
I made a note of it, yes.
I'm seeing they were trying to shoot down the UFOs. I'm seeing something different on this video. Y'all got to look at it. And the UFO is shooting at it, deflects those missiles. Anyway, but it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I will add, Dr. Ava, one of the things that you talked about a few minutes ago when you were talking about fear, as we talked about President Obama speaking, there was a young lady that protested, and she shouted out, he talked about Guantanamo Bay, and she said, "You're the president. You can shut it down right
now." Yes.
And she criticized him about the drones. So,
right.
I say that to say she is not a registered member of the Nation of Islam. But there are people that know the truth.
And one of the things
that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will always represent, he represents the truth. He's representing black interests, white interests, Latino interests. He is representing the truth
that
is good for all people ultimately. So we know that there is a direct problem and a direct concern and a direct attention to black people here in America, but the truth that he gives is a healing for the world. So when he speaks, people hear what he's saying and actually rise up. So when Dr. Ridley spoke earlier about a white farmer wanting to help, there are those that have taken the teachings for good and taken it for evil and have used it. So there are others listening to Minister Farrakhan and listening to the truth of what he's saying, and people are starting to do the research, just as we brought scholars, not black scholars, but white scholars, to talk about the situation that happened in 9/11. And I would encourage everybody also, get the book, again, The Secret Relationships Between Blacks and Jews 1 and 2. We're not talking out of hatred. We're not talking out of bigotry. We're talking off of knowledge and research that we have done from the scholars that from the scholars' words themselves.
Yes, that's right. And I just want to – I had a thought in terms of the Guantanamo Bay based upon something that President Obama said himself. He said that it needs to be closed down because it's used as recruitment. Because of how they're being treated, it's causing people to become more radical. Now, the question is this. Since we know that 9/11 was a fake false flag operation, they are producing radicals for a reason. It's the enemy,
yes,
the CIA. They're the ones who funded Al-Qaeda in the first place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
So to keep Guantanamo Bay there as a thorn into the Muslim world's faith, to cause young people to listen to radicals who the CIA sends out to radicalize them so that they will do terrorist and evil things so they can be blamed on Islam, and in particular blame on the Nation of Islam that does not promote any such thing. They can't come at us because we don't promote it, we don't carry weapons, so they got to associate us with violence and get people to do violence and then associate us with them. So this is why they maybe why they keep a Guantanamo Bay open, to be a sore thumb in the Muslim world, to cause it, make it easier to radicalize some Muslims to do some evil things for them, to make us in the Nation of Islam look like terrorists.
Yes, sir. That's an excellent observation. Yes, sir. We got Brother Michael who is calling in. And assalamu alaikum, Brother Michael. KBOL, Water, Rhode Iowa.
Well, alaikum salam, Dr.
Yes,
Ava, and Dr. Rizkali, and Brother Terrence. It is such a pleasure, as usual, hearing all of your wonderful voices and certainly your beautiful expressions and witnesses of our beloved truth and teachings, and, of course, defense of our beloved minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It is absolutely refreshing. I'm grateful to Allah to be just a little part of what you all are doing and broadcasting to our community this wonderful, wonderful program. It kind of reminded me of our form of, I hate to use CNN, but, you know, it's like our own editorial demonstration, and it's absolutely beautiful. But I was calling just to add the thought, you know, because the minister is in rare form. I mean, absolutely beautiful, and it's almost as if he is – I think, I don't know if it's centripetal force, which is the force that actually draws things into you when it's moving. Scientists may correct me on the terms, but the work that he is doing right now in the time series and the intensity of it, as it is intensifying, it seems as if it is just growing richer. It's drawing people, not only is it exposing the enemy, but it's also drawing people into the wisdom and the teaching. I mean, people who wouldn't ordinarily respond or haven't responded in the past. And that's one thing that I found very, very interesting in this time. And then there was another point, and I have a couple of points, and then maybe you all can jump on and I'll try to get them out as quick as possible, but it was just so many things jumping through my mind while you were talking. But the fact that the Jewish-controlled media, and I think you might have mentioned it, Dr. Ava, about social engineering, and Dr. Risley, you mentioned it as well. And one of the things that I recently, in some research that I was doing, was looking at how the Jewish, and yeah, you were mentioning it with regard to how they're making the hostility and creating this hostility with the terrorists, people who are becoming terrorists or whatever they consider terrorists, and because they're upset with the mistreatment, not only of what's happening in Guantanamo, but what's happening also in Palestine and other parts of the Muslim world, the injustices that are taking place, creating that hostility so that they can ultimately move on their greatest target, which is the Nation of Islam, and, of course, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You can see that direct line being created. Now, the other point, and I know I'm all over the place, but another point that hit me while you all were talking, and I just wanted, you, if you all, any of these, you could jump on at any point, but the fact that this John Conyers and other Negroes who are now being called out, it reminded me of Pharaoh calling out his magicians, but how they're being called out, it put me in the mind of something you said in some of your other programs, Dr. Ava, with regard to the fact that we're moving into the separation. A part of what the minister is doing now is drawing such a powerful line in the sand. We're in a, causing the manifestation of the hypocrite, the weak Uncle Toms, the weak Negroes, the weak so-called, even ones that are allegedly among us, the hypocrites that may be among us, whomever, but nonetheless being manifested because of the intensity of the message that the minister is bringing in exposing Satan. And I just thought that that was just something I wanted to add because I'm excited about it. I think it's beautiful. We're in the season of, and again, not recklessly saying this, but we're in the season of our spiritual war and establishing our truth and the truth that Almighty God Allah has brought on the planet to expose this beast and the wickedness and the injustices that have been taking place throughout his rule. So it's exciting and beautiful, but we can also see how the Uncle Toms, we can see how the weak-kneed people are being manifested. And I just want you maybe to expound on that a little bit more. I just wanted to put it out there a little bit and then continue to listen to what you all have to say. And thank you so much for such a wonderful program.
And thank you for bringing us into Waterloo, Iowa, as well as bringing in, biggest of all, the time and what must be done. Thank you, Brother Michael.
Thank you.
Well, excellent.
Well, you know, in exposing the weak, need Negroes and the Uncle Toms, you know, we must not forget that Minister Farrakhan told him to stand down and let Master do his own dirty work. So, John Conyers, what he said, he had no substance to his statements. He was just repeating what he was told to say, but he has no substance to it. So we got to get Foxman and who got him to do it instead of John Conyers, and get Foxman to come out and let's talk. Or maybe he should check with his rabbi and get his rabbi to come out, because Foxman's still a small fry. Mr. Farrakhan is after, we're going to take care of Foxman. Mr. Farrakhan is after the one who feeds Foxman, who pays Foxman. And
right.
As Foxman becomes, as we destroy Foxman's arguments, then the big boys behind him are going to have to come forward. So this is the Minister Farrakhan is flushing out the big boys, the evil shepherds behind the sheepdog, who we never see. But Minister Farrakhan, through the word of his mouth, the sword that he has, is going to cut the shroud that hides them, so that we can see them, because he's exposing them. They're going to have to come out to defend themselves. Just like what Mr. Farrakhan said about the Talmud said that Jesus is boiling in excrement. Now,
right.
I'm sure some good right. Christian preachers have got to go and talk to their
my
rabbi
God.
And
yes.
look, did Farrakhan say that about y'all? Now, you know that's not true. Ain't that right? That's not true, is it? Did y'all say something like that? So, I mean, they should go and check to see if we're lying on the good rabbis, on the Talmud. But we're not lying. So the Christian preachers need to ask their Jewish friends what they really think about Jesus. You can't even mention the name of Jesus in a Jewish synagogue. You can't even mention
right.
his name.
Right.
And yet, I was in America's Georgia, and they had a Jewish woman preach at a black church, and her subject was Egypt is sin. Not
oh
Egypt
God.
Was sinful. Egypt is sin in a black church. She's a Jewish woman. But we can't go to their churches and talk about Jesus, but they can come over here and disparage our African ancestry.
And, you know, it, as Brother Michael said, the line, the minister is drawing a
That's
line
right.
in the sand. You know, sand generally, the way it moves about, whatever print you leave, it disappears right away. And so I think that's a good analysis he's making, that the minister's drawing the line in the sand, and it's a filtering process. It is, as Allah says to the messenger, you're going to be cleared of disbelievers.
Go ahead.
You know, see, we've got to be cleared. And so as he's saying, the Negroes, the scared, these people that are allowing this type of insanity, which is another excellent point, Dr. Ridgely, how do you have such hatred and curl your lip up in disgust? I've seen it in so many so-called Christians, you Muslims. When we love Jesus, we recognize Jesus as Messiah. We have a chapter in the Quran named Maryam, after his mother. And here, these people slander. They defame Jesus every turn.
That's right.
And yet you embrace them and love them. That's got to stop. And
that's
got to be made. And the only reason that the people in the church allow it is they don't know any better. All they know is these are white people.
Come on.
And so whatever they say and do, God must be with it. And that's what the minister's pointing out. It is the black man and woman who are the real children of Israel, who are the real Semites. He pointed out in this 19th episode to the Jews in Israel, you won't even let black Ethiopian women
come
into Israel unless they subject themselves to birth control and are made infertile. You know, it just goes on and on. But I'm going to, I want to get, we haven't had any sisters, so I got to get to Sister Sharita as we start to wind down. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharita. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Ava, Brother Ridgely, and your panel, beautiful show. I'm sitting here just really, really thanking Allah for the technology that we have today. Praise be to Allah, you know. And I also thought about this. Just going to throw some things out there. But I was thinking about when the Muslims went to battle in the Quran, and how some of them, when they went to battle, and once they won the battle, the ones who stayed home said, we would have come if, you know, but they saw that the Muslims were successful. But when you talk about that with technology, and I would like to also link the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the Twitter army. You know, as we're twitting it, as we're getting this information out, some of the Muslims are staying home. Why? Out of fear. But I thank Allah for this technology that we get to, you know, unlike now, we're not in the fields. We don't have to. We can sit behind these computers and just tell the truth. Just tell the truth, you know. And so I say all praise is due to Allah. We can have shows like this. And then at the end of the day, because we are, as you said, praise be to Allah, that, you know, the minister is drawing the line in the sand. So this is indeed the day of decision. You know what I mean? And
that,
a lot
that's
of times,
it, bottom line.
Yeah, we're there, so we have to make a decision. And lastly, by Allah's permission, I would like to say this. You know, a lot of times people say, Sister Sharita, why you always put the minister on your page? Because I can, and I'm free to do so, and I love him, and I'm not your slave. See, because
that's
we have to make a decision, you know, and I've made my decision. So I do it because not only because I love the man, because I have life today. I have life today. So for me, it would be so dishonorable, and I pray Allah will make me an honorable woman one day. You know, I want to be like Minister Farrakhan.
That's
for real.
Right. That's right.
Praise Allah. So I say that, so I put the page up that makes some of them so angry. They'd be like, she must not know. I can say something, but I can't. Nothing is more important today than what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is saying today. So
That's right.
I do it. So these are the reasons why I do it. And I know it irritates some, but some love it. Those who love it, love it. And those who it irritates, so be it. But they can never say that they did not get the truth.
And that's
say,
our,
you know,
job. Our job is to give the truth. We don't have to be liked. Just give the truth.
That's it. Because that's, you know, so I say all praise is due to Allah. Sister Ava, you know, I love you, beloved. I thank Allah for you, Brother Ridgely. And I just want to say, assalamu alaikum, and continue on. Praise be to Allah.
Thank you, ma'am. And keep listening and joining in. Wa alaikum salam,
right,
man.
You know, that Twitter army.
Go ahead. Yes,
I was saying that Twitter army is so important because, you know, in the movie The Matrix, the first Matrix, Neo, he won by jumping into the matrix, into one of the agents, and busted it up from the inside from that Mr. Farrakhan in the internet and got his Twitter army like a virus going through the internet, popping minds all over the world.
And it's too much because Allah and the Christ, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, are keeping them so tied up with natural disaster, which, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, every act of nature is the result of the active will of Allah. You know, Allah has a will that's permissive where he allows you to do something, but his active will is when he desires it. He desires it, and he makes it happen. And so I'm very excited about the presence of the baby planes with the tornado. And as was said earlier, you know, we're not rejoicing and happy over the loss of life by no means. But we are not going to ignore the history of Oklahoma, where the first airstrike in at least this 25,000-year cycle, the first airstrike in history after the airplane was invented in Western science, the first thing they did was develop bombs, and the first place they ever dropped a bomb was not Germany, it wasn't Japan, it was Tulsa, Oklahoma, on black people. And don't you all ever forget that. Teach your children that. You know, when they demand to know why don't we have businesses and why don't we had businesses coming out of slavery. And it goes right back to what Dr. Risley is saying. Read the secret relationships between blacks and Jews, because our children need to understand why we are always on the bottom of everything. Because if we don't give them the truth, they begin to see us as inferior and incompetent. So it's not about hate. It's about explaining our horrific condition with truth.
That's right.
I didn't get excited. But we're going to take one more call. Brother Christopher has been holding. Let me see if I can get his mic open. All right, there he is. Assalamu alaikum,
Brother
Christopher. Walaikum salam, sir. All right, welcome.
Walaikum salam, family. Just wanted to say that I love you all, and I'm so grateful for this show. And it's my pleasure to listen and to be a member of the Nation of Islam and be a believer in the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And everything that was said tonight, it all boils down to one thing, that Allah showed his love for us in establishing these teachings and establishing the messenger here for us. And everything that the messenger did was his love for us. And Minister Farrakhan is showing, all Minister Farrakhan is showing his love for us by putting his life out there on the line to establish the truth so that we can know who we are, what was done to us, and how we can correct it and rise up out of this condition. All of this was done out of love. And we got to learn to love ourselves, and our children will learn to love us and fight the fight. That love is that motivating force combined with the knowledge, and it just will lift us up, you know, and all this is beautiful. I'm so excited all this is going on, and
yes, sir.
I'm so excited to live in these days and these times. You know, it's a great for us and dreadful for others, but it's time for us to rise, and it's time for us to love ourselves and love the truth, you know, and this is a day of separation. So the ones that don't love the truth, then, you know, they're going to have, you know, it's like the woe to the disbelievers and woe to the hypocrites. And they're going to have what's due them. But then, you know, we have the believers are going to have their reward. So the chips are going to fall where they may, and Allah knows, is the best knower, and he's in control of everything. And we've got to stay the course and remember to love ourselves. And if we love ourselves, then we're going to love our children and bust forward through whatever obstacle we have to. And the Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan is showing us what love is. You know,
yeah.
It's not no spooky thing. It's not no spooky thing. It's not some punctified thing they put on the whole romance. It's about, you know, being free. You know,
yes,
being free and being one with Allah. There's no greater force than the remembrance of Allah and what He's doing for us every day in our life. And I just wanted to just say how much I really love you. You're my family, Sister Ava Muhammad, Dr. Sister Ava Muhammad, Dr. Brother Ridgely, your family. And I really appreciate from the bottom of my heart the effort that y'all putting forward and to bring the truth to the people that we can wake up and see reality and see life, what it really is, that, you know, we can see the tricks that are being played on us and how we're being kept back. And by busting up all of that with truth, then we can go free. And I really appreciate you guys, and I really appreciate the love and the effort that y'all putting out there, you know, and soldiering along with our beloved minister to bring us the truth and to bring us into reality that we can save ourselves and save our future generation.
Thank you so much for those beautiful, encouraging words. And we're going to do our best to keep up the good fight. Thank you, Brother Christopher.
Thank you. Wa alaikum salam.
And Dr. Ava, I just want to let everybody know, because I know we're at the time, the latest edition of the Final Call with Minister Farrakhan delivers in the Final Call article is a statement by John Conyers that says, this was a historic occasion in terms of how we pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and really start putting the city and our minds together for moving forward. This was stated by Representative Conyers. And then he got introduced to the ADL, and all that got changed. This was in the Final Call article, Farrakhan delivers electrifying message to the Motor City, article by Shah Muhammad on May 23rd.
Isn't that...
Well, you know, thank you, brother. You know, they always bring out that whip out there on the plantation when somebody get out of line.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, the minister, in fact, said to some of us today that worst case scenario, we may have to taste a little something, you know, a little slight something. But remember that Master Farrar Muhammad, when he came, he said, we have suffered enough. And so let's not allow imagination, which will take us down a road that we don't want to go. And in the Quran, it says that Satan makes water look like fire and fire look like water. So let's be very, very careful, again, of allowing fear to get between us and our salvation. Now, we're by nature going to be afraid. Fear is natural because it helps you survive.
Yes.
You know, it keeps you from jumping off of bridges and sticking your hand in fire. So it's a natural emotional reaction, and it's a survival tool, but you have to get rid of it.
That's
when
right.
It gets between you and your salvation, and then you've got to know who's worthy of your fear and your reverence. Is it the tormentors of your parents, or is it the God who created the heavens and the earth and gives us the breath that we breathe every second? Who do we owe a debt to? And if we leave this planet tonight or tomorrow, all the days He has given us up to now have been a gift. And we owe Him for that. So let's not let fear hold us back another second. And so may Allah bless all of us with the light of understanding. And Sister Rona Muhammad, thank you for being on the switchboard tonight. Sister LaDonna is—we were all nervous wreck when we realized you weren't going to be with us this week. And Sister LaDonna, if you're on one of the planes, enjoy. And inshallah, we'll be with you next week. And Sister Rona Muhammad, thank you for stepping in, doing a beautiful job. Dr. Ridgely, your brilliant insight, as always. And, of course, Brother Terrence, who just brings everything right down front and is a person who loves our people and has established an incredible network. This is a brilliant, powerful man. So may
he's
Allah
everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new season.